Listener Production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. Our high vaccination rates may stop a mask mandate being reintroduced in WA. That's according to the acting premier, who says there's no immediate need. There are calls for face coverings to return as COVID case numbers spike across the country. 4,312 new infections have been confirmed across WA. Poor management and tough rosters are being blamed for an exodus of WA police. More than 300 officers have quit the force since July last year. Mick Kelly from the police union says a recent survey uncovered big concerns.
There's a lack of family-friendly rostering. Part-time positions within the agency have shrunk. And, you know, when you've got working couples, young kids, you need that flexibility to be able to work in a part-time capacity.
Defence Force personnel have been sent in to flood-affected areas in parts of New South Wales, including Western Sydney. Dozens of evacuation warnings remain in place, affecting around 30,000 residents. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Stephanie Cook says it's a familiar crisis.
I really want to acknowledge the impact these latest floods are having on those communities. This is the fourth flood that they have seen in less than 18 months.
Crews have taken 40 minutes to control a fire inside one of Perth's tallest buildings. It started inside an elevation motor room on the 51st floor of the South 32 Tower just after 8 o'clock this morning. The cause is being investigated. In sport, it's season over for West Coast midfielder Dom Sheed. The Eagles say he'll remain sidelined for the rest of the season after developing a stress-related lower leg injury. Carlton's Charlie Curnow says he'll use unsolicited feedback at a family gathering to improve his goal scoring. The Blues will face West Coast at Optus Stadium on Sunday. And scans have confirmed Richmond's Dustin Martin suffered a hamstring strain in yesterday's win over the Eagles, and he won't play this weekend. Listener.